Proclamation number 3641 of 30th of December, 1945. Spiritual arrogance. Spiritual arrogance prevents the human being from recognizing the truth. Everyone must bear this in mind, that only through profound humility can the human being attain that which, in the realization of his deficiency, desires knowledge. Who does not believe that he is already knowledgeable before he has sincerely asked for truth? The human being acquires knowledge through his intellectual activity, or he receives it from outside if it appeals to him, and he holds on to it. And this knowledge is usually enough for him if it agrees with his wishes and views. He shuts himself off from every presentation that does not correspond to his knowledge, always in the consciousness that he possesses the right knowledge. He exalts himself above his fellow human beings who think differently and rejects everything offered to him from this side without taking a stand himself. And these people are difficult to guide into truth. For only the person humbly asks for it who believes himself to be ignorant and recognizes his inadequacy to penetrate spiritual knowledge through his own strength. But God only gives his grace to this person, for he wants to be approached for it in humble prayer. The belief to being the right knowledge prevents the human being from asking for it as long as he still walks in error. For the person who has penetrated the truth remains inwardly humble despite the richest knowledge, and his prayer constantly ascends to God for an increase in his knowledge. For he feels infinitely small in view of God's greatness, who becomes ever more sublime to him the greater his knowledge is. And thus this person will also always be accessible to spiritual conversations. Whereas the believer in knowledge quickly ends such conversations because he does not want to be instructed, instead he seeks to spread his knowledge himself, always emphasizing it in spiritual arrogance as his own body of thought which he deems unassailable. He even tries to instruct God's servants, his messengers, who bring him the truth. For he does not acknowledge the working of the Spirit and tries to invalidate everything they oppose him with his intellectual thinking. He fights against the working of the Spirit, he thinks himself more mature and wiser and also does not recognize God as the giver of truth, who expresses himself through his messengers. He fights with human wisdom against divine wisdom and does not submit himself by asking God himself for enlightenment of the Spirit. And therefore he can hardly attain truth as long as the spirit of arrogance dwells in him. Only the realization of complete ignorance in the spiritual sphere can determine him to occupy himself mentally with questions. And only then can the truth reach him if he humbly requests it, for God gives his grace to the humble but he does not reveal himself to the arrogant. Amen.